Let's go to Acts chapter 4. Today, this second service, I want us to look at the attitudes that we need to take on or imbibe around the Commonwealth. You know, for a while now, we've been looking at common salvation and how God ensures we are effective as a people of God, and how we find out that there is a blessing of God in our midst, and that blessing is common. It's not exclusive. It's not for some. It's not for a few. It's not for the Levi. It's not for those in front or those that are on the sideways, you know, or maybe those that have the personal relationship with the pastor. Do you get? Or maybe the workforce. It's not exclusive. As long as you have been, your citizenship was domiciled or has been domiciled here, then you'll have access to that blessing. So we called it Commonwealth. Hallelujah. Amen. Commonwealth, common prosperity. And I find it very interesting because the devil would not want us to understand that it's Commonwealth. And so there is now war in the house of God. You know, you want to be better than your brother. You want to be better than your sister. You know, you're just waiting for that time to share the table. You know, it would even tell us how much of pressure people are under. They are under duress to even tell a lie when they want to give testimony, because you just want to make a show. You understand? So God is not into all of those things. You know, God wants that even when you share testimony, it sinks. There's no disconnect. You're not in one euphoria of, hey, God, when are you going to look at my side? You understand? And when Papi made that phrase one time, you know, that what has been done for one has been done for all. That's what it means. Is that God brought an healing to a sister. It means he actually brought healing to every one of us. And so, the responsibility is, first of all, you see that it's common, and then you can then latch onto it. You can have access to it. You can lay a demand on it. If you don't see yourself in a thing, you can't put, you can't lay claim to it. And which is the first thing we'll be looking at in terms of the attitudes that we should imbibe as a people of God. Because when we know that we have common salvation, and we know all the things that endear us to the provisions of God, the presence of God, the light of God, and the love of God, you know, that brings us what? Glory, understanding, and strong biblical principles or perspectives for life, and also unity. Then we know that we need to behave ourselves when God has done it. Because if we don't behave ourselves, we'll forget that we came through a journey. We would make different, at times we might even build a doctrine, you know, on what God has done. You know, we might build a doctrine that, oh, it was when we were not wearing slippers. You know, let me just, and I'm not necessarily even speaking particularly to any denomination, you know, but we can say that, oh, it was when we were singing this type of song that God did this, and then we build an altar around that experience, and then anybody that was not part of that experience is disconnected. And then people will wish, I wish I joined this church when it was small. Oh, I wish, you know, and that's the problem of association. You know, we determine access by the extent to which you have been with the association. And that's why when you go join, let's say for example, maybe Ikoyi Club, for example, your membership determines even some of the privileges you have access to. You say, oh, some people can play golf. You cannot play golf. Don't be looking at the people that are playing the golf. That's what your membership, that's what it can do. And you won't get angry because you also pride on that with the people that can't even enter the club. You know, the people that are outside, do you know I'm a member of the Koi Club? Are you a member? You're not a member. Oh, God. You need to work hard to be a member. So that's the problem of association. It's that we unknowingly exclude ourselves, even though we say we are together. We unknowingly see cadres, like this one is this, this one is this. And so everybody's striving, everybody's working hard to be in the place that gives you more access. Now, but that's not the house of God. Like, literally, the person at the extreme of the room has the same access as the person in front. You know, imagine when the Holy Ghost came into that room. You know, they were 120. Obviously, all of them will not be in one line. Somebody will be in one corner, and just imagine the Holy Ghost say, "Oh, it's because you were not close. That's why the." And that's what they call the ajulolong. This is why God is more than us, because when we do stuff, it's not enough. And so people have to ensure the closer you are, the better. But the things of God is enough. It's just that guy that at the extreme, if he has a serious heart, he will get it. The one that is low, if he's also not serious, he won't get it. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so when we look at commonwealth, we're saying that God has done something in our midst. Literally, it's not even a product of what we have done. It's God holding himself to his word. He says, wherever you guys gather, I'm there in your midst. He also says, when you guys gather in unity, I will do something in your midst that is called a precious ointment. I will make it flow. I will also do another thing that is called dew of Hermon. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to Acts chapter 4. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. 33. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked. For all who were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet. And they distributed to each as anyone had need. Now, you will see something here in 34. He said nobody had need. In this one, he said some people actually had need. But the things that people brought was used to meet the needs of those that had need. Now, there's a while back, there was a father in the faith that taught this message of the gospel of contradiction, where he was trying to draw a lot of parallel across a lot of contradicting words. So maybe God says this is white, and the same place says it's black. And then it later made us to understand that there's actually no contradiction in God. It's just how you get understanding from what is being said. Hallelujah. Amen. 35. Okay, we've read 35. 36, yes. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and some of you might be wondering, how is a Levite in Cyprus? So at this point in time, there's been a lot of scattering. So this is when people, different countries started having their own Jew. If you remember, even till today, different countries have their Jew. I don't know of Nigeria, though. I know the Igbo people said they are the Jew of, I don't know of that one. But different countries. Different countries have, because if you are Jew, you'll not be speaking Odima. No, you will speak Jew. Do you get my point? And so at this time, the guys in Cyprus, so a Levi is a Jew. Do you get my point? But they already had, he was in Cyprus, but he was a Jew. It says a Levi of the country of Cyprus. Having land, he sold it, and he brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Meaning, I don't know what's the distance between Cyprus and Jerusalem or Judea, but he sold his land, and then he brought it to where? To the apostles' feet. They were in Jerusalem here, right? Yeah, and that's all about this chapter. And so, but this conversation continued into chapter 5, where it described, and I don't want us to read it, just where it talked about the Ananias and Sapphira where they were trying to also do the same thing Jonas did. Do you understand? Barnabas, the same thing he did, where he sold his land and he brought the proceeds. But there was an error. They erred in their own trying to bring the proceeds of the land that they sold. You know, and I know the Bible intentionally recorded it so that we can learn from it. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you go back to verse 32, you know, it says, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own. Now, this is the first character or first attribute or first behavior that I would want to draw our attention to as a people of God, that God has done something in their midst. He says that neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, all that they possessed, some sold, some maybe just brought it. Maybe it didn't need to be sold. Do you get? Typically, you can't bring a land. It's the money. But if you maybe a bag of rice, you know, some brought some things that were not necessarily sold. Yeah, maybe clothes and anything that is befitting of that group or that association. But it says that all that they brought, you know, there was this no claim attitude. Where, you know, after we've brought it for people to have access to, we didn't need to make extra effort to label it. That, oh, this is what Tokwe brought, this is what Shade brought, this is what Dupe brought. And we were also not under the pressure to make the acknowledgement. You know that, hey, this is what Tokwe brought to help us thank. Help us thank. So there was no claim. There was no claim. You know, it's one thing to bring something, and it's one thing to tell people that you brought something. Because what God wanted to achieve is a place where they know that what they have was never theirs in the first place. So there was no claim. There was no claim. Once it was brought forward, then it now belongs to the Lord. You know, that's what Peter was telling Ananias. He says, if you didn't bring it forward, it's still your own. But once you bring it forward, it's not your own again. You know, I know people that have been sad that you brought something forward and they even repented it. Like, there's a reason why I brought this thing. You know, for you to say that there's a reason why you brought it, then you have agenda. Because when we say that it's Commonwealth, the identity of or how we attribute who owns it now has changed. Even the person that gets to benefit from it will not have a memory that it was Brother Tokwe that brought this. That's why I have access to this. Now, that's a beautiful thing about what God is doing in our midst. Because the person that is now blessed is not under a pressure to be a servant or under servitude to the one that brought it. And you're like indebted. That, if this person didn't sell his land, I will not have had school fees. And so when we bring forward, you know, imagine, you know, the program the welfare team is doing. What do we call it again? Clothe Up. Yeah. You know, as we participate in this, the attitude in our heart, it's not that you've given and you're still like, talo ma fun. They should not gonna give my rather. No. You understand what I'm saying? I'm making it a bit more practical. You are dissociating yourself from everything that will even make it possible for them to connect it back to you. That when they see the person, this is this person's clothes too. You are doing all you can to ensure that there's no connect back. Because we wouldn't glorify He who has blessed us anymore. We'll thank God for your life. We'll thank God that you can access the realms that we can access. He says nobody, none of the things that they possessed was their own. So there's no claim. We bring with the mindset that we are bringing it to the Lord. You see, the mind is not even that you are bringing it for the needy. It was administration that thought about the needy. It's not you. It's not like this. That brother he has a need. And then, even while you are bringing it, you are trying to tell the welfare, his brother, how do I bring this thing for? Ensure, no. The power of administration, when you've brought it, God will give administration enough sense and grace to know that brother. Because it was administration that spotted those that were in need, not you that brought. So it's not like, Barnabas, sir, I've seen a need in the house. Some brothers are still on the left-hand side, and we know the brother that stays on the left-hand side or on the right-hand side or in the middle has any place. Let me ensure you meet. Now, what you've literally done is you didn't bring it. It's not common. It's your own wealth that you use it as proxy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so when we bring, and I'm teaching us how we should bring, because we would bring.
Yeah.
But the attitude is that when you bring, you can in your heart disconnect that ownership. There's no claim. Like literally, even when you say, this money, maybe we should use to buy AC, and they didn't buy AC, you will not be hot. You know, that's the problem. You people know what I'm saying, but you're doing as if you don't know what I'm saying. They are feigning. I'm going to reveal. No, it's revealing your heart. You know, when you say, Pastor, please, this honorarium, you know you have agenda. But just imagine, immediately you just gave it, Pastor, you just say, Can you just help me sort out this right in your front? He used to do something else. I'm like, I should have known, self. I should not even bring it. Like, he did something that you wouldn't have imagined that is worth spending money on. Like, he didn't use your money to go for missions. He just said, please, let me just send it to that security man. I'm like, let this thing meet a need. So that it can be appreciative. Like, maybe he's just stranded and just say, what he do for me, Lily, you, God bless the world. You know, because that's the way we disconnect ourselves from creating a comfortable room in this commonwealth. So the blessed is feared. Because if we don't fear him, he won't bring it again. So it's no claim. No claim. No claim. No claim. And we can do this to the point where even when we know who brought it, it's not in the heart of the person that brought it. But let's start, because we know ourselves. You know, if you write your name on the chair as you are dancing, if somebody sits down anyhow on it, you tell the person, you want to spoil it. Like, you have more interest than a regular person. Or maybe you buy a car for the pastor and somebody is just touching it. If you hand draw. Is it you we bought it for? And the person will be feeling like, do you have any? You don't know that it's God that blessed some of us to bring this offering, sweet smelling offering. Yeah. So when we bring, we are bringing with the attitude of no claim. No claim. You don't come back to even check. Like, I'm serious, guys. See, if we really want to, where we are going to, this thing is there for us. And we have to teach ourselves how we should behave when this has been even provided for the multitude. Because this was the experience when the multitude had joined the church. He said, even at that, when people bring, they were not under the pressure to label it. They were not under the pressure to say, before Pastor would think I'm not doing as I used to do, let me just find a way to color it, paint it, so that it's easily identifiable. That in the midst of all of it, it was this person that brought this. So and that's why when Jesus was saying that when you want to give, your right hand should not know. He says, when you do that, when you give and your right hand knows, the public knows, you have received your reward. So that we can really find out the true blessing, even when there's a... For me, it's as though there's yet another blessing after commonwealth. Because commonwealth is to keep us. But while it's keeping us, it's like we are doing it so well so that we can arrive at another destination. So a lot of people get blessed not by God. They get their reward because they've put a tag to their contribution. This first one is something we all have to pray for. Because the natural man does not like to do things that cannot be traced to him. It's like you have to... I'm sorry, this is like it's a dealing. I won't tell you what's not and what is. Like, literally, you have to make practical effort. Like, when you're... Like, you create your attitude, your steps, the way you even do it, in a way that it strains the desire to put a claim. I'm serious. I'm really serious about what I'm saying. Because for you to think that they would have more than enough, God will first of all disconnect the provider. If you really want this thing to be more than enough, we have to switch the provider. While they provided it, it can't be enough. Jehovah Jireh provided it, it will be more than enough. You know, at times the problem is when you bring 5,000 naira, you're wondering, how will 5,000 naira do the building project? How? It's because you are the provider. It's because you are the provider. So the thing for us is when we remove claim, somebody else takes ownership. That's the beautiful story of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That boy was never mentioned again after he brought it. He brought it, bam. Somebody else took ownership of it. I will still read that story, but let's move on. So no claim. No bragging rights, no claim, no. We are the ones, no. No claim. God is using you. We thank God. But no claim. No, you wouldn't even use tie to say it. Do you know we didn't have AC before? Like, the person is just wondering, what are you saying? do you know that I always sit down beside, what are you saying? Do you know there was one offering that we raised? You know that offering minus this would have been this. Are you the one that added the constant? You know, you are struggling. And this is carnality. Yes. I'm telling you what is life for free. This is what your senses do. I mean, I'm not saying evil sense. The good part of that fruit, that's what it does. Because at times, you can also be innocently trying to say, you know, let me say it so that I can provoke him to good works. You know, when he knows that I did this, he will be provoked that he too can. No, no. God sees your heart. You are just struggling to put a name on it. So no claim. No claim. Because that's what will make the one that is blessed not under the pressure that, if not for, no. Actually, the if not for that we would all say is because we are being blessed, not because we are the blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. The second one is no needy mentality. So that was the contradiction that you see in 32. Let's go to 32. Sorry, 33, please. No, sorry, 34. It says, okay, great grace was upon every one of them, nor was there anyone among them who lacked. But you know, in the later part of this, I think 35, it says, those who had needs, their needs were met. Now, the first one is, The way I understand it is, they didn't say you have need. You told them with the way you were dressing, or you were walking, or you were talking. So there was no needy mentality. Needy mentality in the sense that you've done all you can. You know, you are moody, you are sorrowful. You've just, you know, you've positioned yourself in a way that somebody can ask what is wrong. See, if we can get to a point where truly, the joy of the Lord is our strength, or we have joy for everybody, is that you can't even really see who has a need. We need grace to really say, this guy that is laughing is a lie. He has not done this. Because you won't really have the joy of the Lord and you are needy. That God has evened out that joy that everybody has is that we need administrators to sit down. Who really has a need? And they will be working frantically that, this guy is just demoing. He's not. He has joy, but there's a need that he's overlooking. We need to meet that need. So there's no needy mentality. You know, it's not like, go to that church, you'll just behave like this. You know, when you just be like, yeah, they'll come and help you. Like, they are obligated. Like, that don't seem alone. That they are very compassionate. You know, when you just see Eki, do like this. They've trained us how not to do like this. When we've received training. By the time you do like this, you don't break your back. But even for you, we are saying you don't need to be in a needy state. Like, there's joy in the house, boy. You're just running because you know that somebody come and ask you, hey, brother, hey, sister, is there anything the issue? Then you ask, please, can we find somewhere to sit down? No, nobody was calling the apostles aside. Nobody. Nobody.
Hallelujah.
So there was no needy mentality. I would even tell you for free that you put yourself in that needy mood doesn't necessarily mean you will be blessed. Yes. Actually, a lot of time is irritating. Yes. Let me just tell you, a lot of time, like, it irritates the Spirit of God. I'm not even talking, maybe some people might be, now, being compassionate is not the same as being gullible. Yes. They're not the same. See, where Jesus knows how to switch it. But he's a compassionate man. The one that will be saying, and the Syrophoenician woman, he's like, I don't give the food that is for serious people to dogs. Like, with that alone, everything, the whole room should just change. Like, on top, say, I beg. You sent me to the animal kingdom. You didn't even give me lion. Give me dogs. Like Jesus' humor is unfound. Like, I don't give. And the woman said, "What it for that? Yeah? Even the dog gonna eat crumbs." And so you don't put yourself in a needy state. See, friends, if we do some of these attitudinal things, you will find out that you have more access than you think to the commonwealth. Literally, I can tell you for free that needy state that you have practiced and mastered is what is literally disconnecting you. Is what is making administrators remove your name. Emafun. Yeah. Don't give him. Don't give him. Koti learn to abase. Koti learn to abound. Don't give him. I'm literally, because you might think it's just that you have a need. That's what makes it a responsibility on the commonwealth. No. There is also a behavior that trumps the need. Then the administrators will not be looking frantically, like, who literally, like, they will, see, if you don't give them work, then you've made it too cheap. There's no administration again. Administration is that you can appropriate the blessings of God. You know where it should go to. That's administration. God gives a common word, but they can think that this is how we can appropriate. Don't give tade, give dukpe. That's administration. And so for the one that is already growing, you know, five keys to be needy, I'm telling you, that's a path to keep disconnecting yourself. You can't negotiate your way with that type of attitude. The more you color yourself that way, the more it's making you an alien. Because when they say it's citizenship, you are not under the pressure to shout out your need.
Yes.
No, none of us goes home and you're like, daddy, I don't have clothes. No. You believe that by God's grace, he has enough sense to know that the last clothes he bought was 5 Christmas ago. And these are some of the attitudes that they now create segregation. You know, some people will feel like, but these people, they have the poor. But they also have people that are really doing it. But I'm saying that if the poor is also not careful, if you allow your having a need make you needy and really give you that tag of I'm really poor, then it doesn't automatically mean, you just find out that they are channeling the resources. Maybe like, they are passing me by. Oh, is it that maybe I need to change where I'm sitting? Or is it that I need to join a unit? I will even tell you, if you join welfare because you are needy, you won't even say anything. Is that bad? They won't call them from you. Even the one that does not have, they will say, do you know that you still have a widow's mite? You will run away quickly. Because at times you might be thinking, I just need to know who is closer to the pot of soup. You know, so if I connect with this person, you know, you are looking for the people that know Eki, you know, I will even tell you that you are close. You are a servant of God. The little you have, that one that I think you want to collect and join, you don't find out that you have given it on the apostles' feet. Apostle Deco. So there's no needy mentality. Can we say no needy mentality? But needs will be met.
Yes.
Yeah. Kids will go to school. You will know. It's not that the kids will dress in a way that will be like, these ones are out of school, these ones are not out of school. If we really want to say that the joy of the Lord is here, then it will be hard for even, not even like a stranger will not even find, but it will be hard even amongst ourselves to truly know that God will now have to go and give a special grace for the people that can discern beyond even the joy of the Lord that is evident. That's the real work. You have made it cheap for them if you just dress yourself in a way. And I know they have sense to know it's not you. So you just made a bad call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third attitude that we need to grow ourselves in around the commonwealth is no wastages. No wastages. No wastages. No wastages. No wastages. This is also the power of administration in our midst. The grace of administration. No wastages. You know, like we said, the blessing is for the multitude. It's for every one of us. And it's also for the mind. It's for us to also know that people will be added to us daily. You know, imagine if, as God blesses us, we're only thinking of this number. And so when he blesses us, we're like, 50 billion worth of resources. Now, it would be injurious to ourselves if we are thinking that that was given to just this number. Then we will eat to stupor. You know, that's what happened when they were breaking bread. They thought, they didn't wait for their brothers that were coming. They finished everything. That's how you destroy commonwealth. Bible says some of them, they ate to the point where they slept. So you can see that even when we are coming, we are not seeing, it's too much. No, we have the mindset that more will be added. Somebody else will be added tomorrow. So we wouldn't eat this thing to the point where the person that will be added tomorrow will not have anything. So God gives us the grace not to waste. Because daily they are being added to the church. That's the church of God, daily. You know the story of the boy that brought the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You know, at the point where they had eaten, Jesus told them that go and pack the don't let the there should not be waste. You know, one of the things that God detests is wastages. Like when you waste resources, it's actually the mindset of a fool. When you waste resources. No, let's read Matthew 14. Let's just read our story. Matthew 14. I think I also want us to learn from it. It says, when it was evening. No, start from 13. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude. And he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them here to me. Now, in some other rendition, he mentioned the boy. I don't know which rendition is that, but yeah, he didn't even give recognition to the boy. He says, bring them here to me. Yeah, you can move on, please. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And Jesus went on to about the next mission. You know, the one of the interesting things here is that they didn't deem it fit to now then waste when the grace or the power of multiplication has happened. You know, I want to implore every one of us, you know, as God blesses you, master the grace of preventing wastages. See, many a times, we may not have 2 chances. Many a times. See, the person that has 2, another opportunity, the number is very few. You know, when God blesses us, and when God brings us close to a blessing, particularly the blessing that is situated in the local assembly, we must always be mindful of waste. See, you can take this one upon yourself as a responsibility not to see waste. Because anytime you are seeing waste, that group or those people will soon expire what God has situated in their midst. See, waste is an insult. It's saying that, God, you didn't calculate enough. Yeah, it's an insult. When you waste, it's an insult. You know, when they serve you food now, and it's as if the person wants you to eat and die. You know, the person didn't, in their right senses, they didn't think that this, either you ask, how much can you eat, or you just say, okay, normal human beings eat this, but you don't think everybody eats like that. So waste is an insult. And I'm particularly saying it so that we wouldn't be folk tales, or wouldn't be telling ourselves stories of how God blessed us. In that place, Allah Majisha ya no, but we know it's in the past. See, when we trap every places where wastages can happen, particularly in this house, we would never have a better yesterday. We won't. Our resources will never know when, even our bank account, we never know when it was good. Oh, it was the time dollar was. No. Because it's God that has situated the blessing there. And there are many places in the Bible that God particularly detests waste. Can you say no wastages? You know, I have two more points here before I round off. You know, another attitude that we have to practice is no ingratitude. You know, the extreme of when God has dealt with everybody in the environment that they don't have a claim is that you are now being blessed. You know, nobody's taking glory for anything. Why might we say thank you? I can tell you that I'm one of the people praying that you will not be blessed again. Because ingratitude also soils the integrity of that commonwealth. See, if God does something for you and you don't have a reason to thank God, you don't expect it again. Don't expect it again. So as God is helping us to be a place of refuge, we are thankful. We're not belaboring ourselves that at least you have heard the word of God. If you like, don't obey. No, we are thankful. We are thankful for the hands that brought. Yeah, we are thankful. We are thankful for those that are being blessed. The one that is being blessed is thankful. No ingratitude. We're not ungrateful. You know, that was the first thing Jesus did when he received that five. He said he gave thanks. I think that was another rendition. You know, imagine you want to do a project of millions or billions, and then the first credit that enter the account is 5K. You know, devil is around the corner. You can just say, "Kilans or kilon send." What are we saying? What are they sending? Ah, we said 1,500 capacity, 5,000. She won 5 lakh money. Ah, no. We are grateful. Yes. We are thankful. Yes. We know that he can take that, and he will bring more. That would even do more than that specific project. So we're not fretting that on top of the first person that got it. And no. We give thanks. We give thanks. No ingratitude. No ingratitude. You know, whatsoever we do in this house, we will not be ungrateful for what God brings. See, that's one thing I've learned from Papi. See, it's God that provides. It's not you that provide. You're not the provider. It's God that provides. And when he provides for more than what we are currently seeing as the headcount. It's God that provides. So we quickly give thanks. We thank him. We say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. For the one that is blessed through the commonwealth, he's grateful. He's grateful to God. He goes back home on his knees. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I have number. I have where you meet my needs. Yeah. Thank you that you've situated my blessing somewhere. I'm not roaming about. Thank you that each day I say I'm going to Efuala, I know they've put my blessing there. So I'm grateful. You know, every time we come here and we are being blessed in fellowship. See, they don't necessarily guarantee that we'll be blessed in fellowship. Oh. Is we just fellowship. We just find out later that he has blessed us. So no claim, no needy mentality, no wastages, no ingratitude. And I think maybe this, in line with maybe no claim, is no self-seeking acknowledgement. You know, no eye service, you know, self-seeking acknowledgement. Just one thank you. As if they don't say thank you to you, you die. You know, you promise that you will not do it again. You know, these people, they don't know how to recognize. No, it's not all protocols duly observed that we are doing here. That's not what we are doing here. What we are doing here is more than that. So no self-seeking acknowledgement. Like I said, it's in line with no claim. No, you're not putting yourself at risk of being disconnected. Because all of these things, when we claim, when we are needy, when we are wasteful, when we are ungrateful, after a while, there wouldn't be what you call commonwealth again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, friends, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, that God, where God is taking us to, this is our bank. The commonwealth is where God sponsors every effort from. And because we know this is like where God is going to be, it's like it's where God deposits, then we withdraw. Do you get it? It's like the bank. So God deposits, we go to withdraw. God deposits, we withdraw. Or God through you deposits, we withdraw. Or God through us withdraws. You know, imagine walking to a bank and you want to go and withdraw for the church and you say, I'm representing God. I want to come and withdraw from the account of God in Access Bank. They will all look at you for one kind. But yeah, that's it. There's no exclusivity. There's no... Nobody has a bragging right. No. And let me quickly tell us why your no bragging right is legitimate. It's because your withdrawal is more than your deposit. Now, this is me just telling you, not God that way. I think your withdrawal, meaning what God has withdrawn to your account from this commonwealth, is more than your deposit. About the law, about your reconciliation. There's Onfisekbeko. Is moving towards one direction. You know, God is very just. You know, you when he says he owes no man, it means you can't when you say you bring what you have done for God and what he has done for you, he can't even out. Like, it won't be like, God will not say, ah, okay, that's true. I think I owe you. No. So he owes no man. I remember then in NCCF, we always say, you know, the God of NCCF owes no man. He owes no man. He owes no man. Yeah, it's true. God owes no man. There's nothing that, you know, imagine if Barnabas is somewhere crying that what he has gotten from the church is less than the land he sold. Now, I didn't do study to maybe connect this Barnabas to the same apostle, but I'm not sure. Do we know if he is? Bible scholars, is it the same Barnabas that journeyed with Paul? It's the same one. Interesting. Ah, that Barnabas is a strong Barnabas. So I don't think that one will be crying, no. Because the calling God gave him is more than land. It's more than land. It's more than what he brought or what he did. And so by time we see ourselves that whatever we've even brought, we've handed it to the one that can multiply it. So you can't even see, many a times the reason why you can still attribute yourself to a thing is when it doesn't necessarily grow. You brought one, it was one. But when you bring into the commonwealth, it doesn't remain one. Because that one can't actually do multitude. So we wouldn't have needy mentality. We would be mindful of wastages. See, I beg us, you know, be like the person that holds yourself accountable and even your brother accountable. So for example, maybe you are assigned to dress the restroom. You won't just be using the, like, they'll give us another one. They'll give us another one. No, that's been wasteful. And God is not happy with it. You know? Or maybe something can be preserved, but you just left it to waste. That's not the commonwealth that will establish, that God will establish his kingdom on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want us to just respond to God in prayers. Pray that God would help you in places you have practiced everything that God doesn't want us to practice here. You know, ask for mercy. You know, places where you've wasted resources, you've not been prudent, you've not maximized, you've not acted in the capacity that God has given to you. Or maybe you've always put yourself in the posture where, you know, they will always just figure out that you're the one that needs a thing or the other. Now, I want you to pray that God, help me, help me. This thing is mine. I have access to it. So I need not assume any other character. Father, help us today. Help us, Father. Help us, help us. Lord, we ask for mercy that if anyone be disconnected already because of these attitudes that were not found in such, have mercy, Lord. I pray this afternoon, Father, have mercy. Have mercy. You have not called the household of Jacob to seek you in vain. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy. It might even be where you've belittled what is here. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, even in places where we have put a lot of claim. Am I not the one that did this? No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not the provider. I'm not the provider. And I'm forever grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the servants of God in this house. I'm grateful for the grace of administration in this house. I'm grateful for every department that God has made to function together to bring nourishment to my soul. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm a useful vessel in the house of God. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I was found worthy to be assigned a duty. I am grateful. I am grateful that the things in my hands don't die. I am grateful. I am grateful that I am not wasteful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I am prudent. I am prudent. I am circumspect in all the things that have been allocated to me. I am, because I know this came from the commonwealth. This came from what God has provided, from what God has situated in this place. I am grateful. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. And if you are not even part of this family of God, I want to give you an invitation today. You also can benefit from this. Peace is situated here. The restlessness in your soul has an answer here. Yes, make those commitments. 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 If you are here, you haven't given your life to Christ, or you need to rededicate your life, make those commitments. Ask for mercy. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, touch my life. You know, if you are here and you've not enjoyed what is commonwealth, I invite you that this one can accommodate you. I'm inviting you that this one can accommodate you. This one, you will find all that God has desired for you here. I implore you to stay. I implore you to get connected. I implore you to get engrafted. I implore you to taste and see whether it wouldn't be more than enough. Karosh Abrento Siva. Atabo shakapaya. Orodobo sheketele bosai. Bonte veneme kutesia. In Jesus' mighty name, I will pray. Father, we thank you. Can we all rise up on our feet? Can you try to hold the next person to you? Father, we thank you. We're so grateful for your blessings and your goodness in our midst. We're thankful for what you've decided to do with us. May your name be highly exalted. Lord, we acknowledge first that you have brought us together by your blood. You brought us from every nook and cranny of the earth to this fold by your blood. We thank you that even here, you have made us to find ourselves, our true identity, and that which God truly calls us. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful for how you started the journey with us many years ago. And even as people are hardened, more are being hardened. Thank you that you've helped every one of us. Thank you for the many lessons we have learned. Thank you for how you've even changed our lives dramatically. The plans some of us never had, we are taking those steps stresslessly. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for that we know that because God has done this for us, we know that every other thing that He's even doing, they are according to what He's doing in our lives. Nothing is disconnected. Church is not disconnected from our work. Work is not disconnected from our families. You are doing everything in a way that all things have been catered for. Father, we're grateful. Thank you for the commonwealth that you have situated in this place. Thank you that every child, every man and woman, boy, girl, their provision was also embedded in that which was provided. Thank you that we're not a people that is scattered and yet gathered. No. We are gathered and we are blessed. Because our gathering is not unto ourselves, but our gathering is unto you, O God. Thank you that what is situated in our midst is right from heaven and is sustained right from heaven. Father, all and more of the attitudes that we need to imbibe and we need to demonstrate around that which you have provided. Lord, we pray for grace. We pray for strength. We pray for wisdom. Father, when you truly gave the blessing, which was instigated through Abraham, it was for the 12 tribes. But at some point, so many tribes lost that essence. You know, what we knew as the commonwealth of Zion, or the commonwealth of Israel, it disseminated over time. Father, we are praying that that which will be written of us will be that the resources of heaven will be on the increase. Amen. The resources of heaven will be on the increase. Amen. That which God has put in here, it will be on the increase. Amen. Even the multitude will not be a threat to its sustenance. Yeah. Because it was baked in here for nations. It wasn't just baked in here for 12 people that love God or 100 people that love God. No, it was sent from heaven down here for the multitude, for the people. Lord, we pray and we stand, we represent ourselves. We are a stock out of that multitude. And we represent that multitude, even the ones that will be added years from now. Yes. That which God has situated here will be on the increase. Yes. The strength of prayer that God has locked up here will be on the increase. Yes. The strength of prosperity that God has locked in here will be on the increase. Yes. The strength of favor that we've enjoyed and that we are still enjoying will be on the increase. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise, Lord. We are so grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful that you found us worthy. We are grateful. Thank you, everlasting Father. May your name be highly exalted. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Can we give a shout to the Lord?